All right. Can you tell me what your name is, and could you spell it for me?
Sure. First name is Meg, M-E-G. Do you need a last name?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Sure. Last name is Ormsby Wilkinson, O-R-M-S-B-Y-W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N.
All right, Meg. And Meg, where do you most commonly gather your food?
I gather my food at the grocery store.
Is there a specific grocery store that you go to often?
So we like to participate in the co-op. So we are a huge outpost family because we cannot grow our own food quite yet.
Okay. All right. And in as much detail as possible, how long, or can you describe your journey to and from outpost?
Sure. So our journey from outpost usually starts with looking in our kitchen to see what we have within our pantry. And then from there, we decide if we have the ability to get in our vehicle and drive over to outpost, or if we're feeling really up to it, if we're going to walk or take a bike. And then once we get to outpost, we get out of our vehicle and into the store.
All right. And what food would you grow if you could?
If we could grow food, we would grow what we eat on a regular basis. So we would love to be able to grow our lettuce, our beans, our lentils even. We love our fruit. We would love to have some lemons or really any produce that you could think of is what we would like to have, or at least grow.
And kind of on the same track there, could you please describe your dream garden plot?
Yes. A dream garden plot would be a labyrinth style. And that way we could walk our labyrinth and have a meditative experience while we pick our food. And with that, we would have our first row to be vegetables, our second to be fruits, thirds would be like nuts and things like that, maybe some lentils in there. And we're actually currently trying to get chickens and bees in Oak Creek. And so we would have our chickens and bees in our backyard to help our garden grow.
Nice. And when you think of trust, what is a taste or a recipe that comes to mind?
When I think of what?
Trust.
Trust? When I think of trust, the recipe that first comes to mind is a dish my mom made called Slum Gully. It was something that no matter what, you could rely on to taste good and to make you feel good, no matter what. No matter what time of day, it could be 8 a.m. And it's the most simple thing I realized once I grew up, which is just beef, noodles, and tomatoes. And as a child, that brought us together. And when that meal was made, I trusted that it was going to be a good day.
And can you tell us about a food that is special to you and what makes it special?
Ooh, a food that would be special to me would definitely be broccoli. And that's a new special food to me, as my son, his name is Soul, and we cook every day together and we call it soul food time. And his favorite thing to play with is broccoli, and he'll take it in between his fingers and play with it, and he really creates a connection, and every time he eats all of his broccoli. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And Sol, is that spelled S-O-L? S-O-L. Like, kind of like the sun in Spanish. Yeah. Perfect. And is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey?
No.
All right. Well, thank